Were we ready? I don't think we were. There has to be lessons learned from this one, because we weren't ready. There's a lot of things we need to do, and we have to learn from our experiences over the last 15 days. I was speaking to families this morning who were out there 15 days without electricity. There's elderly people. There's vulnerable people. Families with young children. I talked to a lady yesterday who is on her second bout of chemotherapy. The hotel is not an option for them because she's a little girl suffering from autism. This is right across the spectrum in all the area of South Sligo and Leitrim, no question. I'd like to acknowledge the work done by the workers. In fairness, they are out there, they're doing their best. But the problem is so vast that, you know, we need to get more people. I understand there are 3,000 people now back in the northwest region, hopefully to get the power back. It seems to be back everywhere else. Power check idea. How do you check your power when you have no phone? It can't be done. A lot more needs to be done. DSB needs to do a lot more to make people aware. I'd like to recognise the work done by Ocean FM for their help during the crisis. But the message was vague from the ESB. Surely there's somebody can tell people in a certain area, well, you're going to have it back in 2 days, 3 days, and 4 days, or whatever it is. And we had people told it's going to be back in 2 days, and then the days are pushed out again, and they're pushed out again for another 4 or 5 days. And that's not fair on people. And I don't accept that. ESB know all the vulnerable customers they have. And there's no doubt about it. This is going to happen again. This will happen again, no question about it. And I believe that we should do a grant scheme for people in vulnerable areas where there are likely to be bad storms and trees falling on lines. I believe there should be a grant given to those people to help them purchase a generator so that they are ready for the next time. Because people, you know, people are at their wits' end, quite honestly. They're very annoyed. And I can feel the pain, genuinely speaking to them. They're totally and absolutely distressed with what's happened. An independent body like the Department of Agriculture, not Cuilce or not the private foresters, should do a survey where the lines are running through forests. A survey should be done there to ensure that there is sufficient space if it's free fall. You know, we know where the lines are. We know where they're going over the forest. That should be done. And if there's an issue and possible trees going to fall on lines again, those trees should be cut